At this time, I'd like to invite our young people to come forward. It doesn't matter how old you are, really. If you're young in heart. Oh, we have two young ones coming. All right, Luke and Lars, come on down. Come on down. Okay. Hey, how you doing, guys? Good to see you. Okay, can you sit down right here? I need your help today. Okay, great. Wait. Oh, today is one of my favorite days in the church. Did you know it? You did? Do you know why? Okay, why don't you guess? You know, that was a good guess anyway, because I don't know if I'm sure I know. But, well, I brought something, and what does it look like to all of you? It looks like a cane, but who said that?
A shepherd's
cane. Oh, it looks like a shepherd's cane. It does, right? Right? It should be a little bit bigger, I guess, but that's why I brought it. And if you notice, sometimes the pastor of the pastors, the bishop, has a big one of these. They call it a crozier. But it's supposed to represent a shepherd. But I brought it out today for that very reason. Because today, in many churches, they celebrate Good Shepherd Sunday. Did you know that? Is that going to be our lesson today? Well, we can't always get it right, but it's a good lesson, right? So let me tell you what we're going to hear, and maybe I have to talk to Lars. Lars? Okay. You listening? Great. Today, Jesus talks to the people in the gospel, what we're going to read in the Bible, and Jesus tells them that he is the good shepherd. And he said, "My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me." Now, do you know anything about sheep? Who has sheep at home? Do you have some? Ethan, is that a thing that you do in your house? You have sheep in the backyard? Do they eat a lot? Do you have to shear them and take their wool off? And I think you're joking around. Uli, is this true? Well, sheep, right, they look real cuddly when we see pictures of them, right? But actually, they are not very cuddly at all. Did you know that sheep are actually pretty smelly? Did you know that? Do you ever go to a petting zoo? You get real close to a sheep and it's kind of smelly, right? Once one bit your hair? Was that a goat or was that a sheep?
A goat.
A goat. Yeah, the goats, they like to eat everything. The sheep, they just stand there and smell, right? But sheep... That's right. But sheep also are not very smart. Did you know that?
I knew that.
The shepherds actually have to lead them to the place where the water is and where the grass is, or else they'll just stay hungry. So most other animals will go, but domesticated sheep will just stay in one place. But the one thing that sheep can do that other animals can't do really is they can recognize a voice. So you all know my voice, right? But do you know the voice of the shepherd? Do you know Jesus' voice in your life? Right? So we're going to play a little game that you all know. Stand up, everyone. And it's going to be Shepherd Says, right? Okay, everybody stand up. Well, this is just like Simon Says, but it's Shepherd Says. Shepherd Says, put your hands on your head. Shepherd Says, put your hands on your belly. Shepherd Says, put your hands on your knees. Put your hands on your belly. Oh, okay, sit down. All right, ready? Shepherd Says, put your hands on your hands. Okay, Shepherd Says, put your hands on your feet. Shepherd Says, stand up. Shepherd Says, sit down. Shepherd Says, stand up. Shepherd Says, sit down. Shepherd Says, stand up. Sit down. Okay. All right. You're not policing yourself. You got to sit down. Come on. Okay. Well, we'll all be winners here. But you can sit down. Okay. Everybody sit down. Shepherd Says, sit down. Okay. There you go. You were testing me out. Right. Well, the amazing thing in the Bible reading today is not only that the sheep hear the voice and follow Jesus, but Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice, right? And I know them." and I know them. You would think that the sheep would know him, but he says, I know them. Did you know that Jesus knows everything about you, that God loves you and knows everything about you? Right? So that means when you're sad and you feel kind of alone and maybe a little angry or frustrated, do you think God knows about that? Do you think so? Do you think God cares? God really cares. And God wants you to know that you're always special and you're always loved, and that no matter where you go, that shepherd is there, okay? But you're not like smelly sheep. You smell much better, all of you, really. And you are much more beautiful than sheep.
Daddy?
Yeah.
Who got that from Dad?
Okay, well, I'm gonna let you, Luke, be the shepherd leader right now, and you're going to help Miss Susan bring everyone up to Sunday school. But I want you all to remember that the good shepherd loves you, okay? And can you talk a little bit about the shepherd, part of that story when you go up? Okay, God bless you. Thank you.